Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
The Blue Ridge Music Trails is excited to spread the word about the Fine Tuned Project. Fine Tuned is a mentorship and collaboration-based project aimed at professional development for emerging artists playing traditional music in Western North Carolina. Fine Tuned has brought together five groups of musicians to work together on personal goals and professional recording. We spent time recently with three members of the Fine Tuned Committee: Zoe Van Buren, Folklife Director for the North Carolina Arts Council, Josh Goforth, Fine Tuned Producer, and Brandon Johnson, Program Manager for the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, to learn more about the project.
Where I remember first connecting with the birth of the Fine Tuned Project was in a meeting with my intern, Rob, myself, Angie Chandler, and Brandon Johnson with the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area. And a lot of these themes came out on the table about the needs of emerging traditional artists. And Brandon had been thinking about a lot of the same needs and concerns. Although we had sort of toyed with some great ideas about concert series that sort of paired older generation and younger generation artists and helped the more established artists kind of introduce younger artists to audiences and make them less of a financial risk for bookers and things like that. It was Brandon who sort of then came up with the idea of a recording project that could be a mentorship project as well and then segue into live performance opportunities.
Brandon shared more about how the project took form.
In the planning stages of this project, when we were really trying to decide what it could or should be, Josh Goforth asked a question that really helped us decide. We knew we wanted to produce an album, and we knew we wanted mentoring to lead up to that album. But his question was, is this project about making an album or about the process leading up to that? And resolutely, we all said it was about the process, about the relationship building and the passing on of talent and skill and knowledge. So that helped us think about the album kind of as a document less than a product. And so what you hear on the album will be a documentation of the process that these musicians have gone through.
Josh told us how this has brought the tradition of sharing to the next generation.
This is a new way of looking at the process of one generation sharing information with another generation. Whereas when I was a kid, I had to go to their house, get on their porch, seek it out. What we've done is we've facilitated that process by maybe even pairing people with people they would have never even considered working with. And through that, they're going to learn something, just like I learned from all the front porches I sat on when I was a kid.
Here's what Josh said when asked why he agreed to be a part of Fine Tuned.
Well, I agreed to be part of this project because I think that there's something very, very important about an older generation helping younger generations in music, whether it's learning to play something or helping them out professionally. And it seems that this project encompasses both of those things. And so it was just the perfect way for me to kind of give back in a sense, because there were so many people in my life who helped mentor me as a young kid. Again, not only just the playing, but also just pieces of advice, professional advice, helping me with business. So I think this is the perfect vehicle for that.
So why is Fine Tuned important?
A project like this is really important for acknowledging the power of mutual inspiration between artists who have something that they share, but also have a lot that they don't share, and have a lot to teach each other, and have a lot to inspire each other with.
One of the most important aspects of Fine Tune is shifting the tense people use when they talk about this place. So many times when people talk about Appalachia or mountain cultures or Western North Carolina, they use past tense. And certainly plenty of important things have happened in the past, but every person involved in this project is living here in Western North Carolina right now. So we want to shift from past tense to present tense with this project. And I think what you hear is going to be the current and the pulse of the music in Western North Carolina?
Well, I think one of the things that's happening in our world now is people aren't getting a lot of face-to-face social interaction. You know, when I was a kid, you had to go to somebody's house to learn this stuff. You couldn't just sit at home and get on YouTube and learn. You had to go to people's houses. They had to be willing to share information with you. And, you know, almost everything I learned by going to jam sessions and going to older musicians' homes where they'd sit around and play a couple tunes and then tell a bunch of stories for 20 minutes and then just play a couple more tunes. And you just got the whole cultural experience and you got to really know these people and consider them as friends. And I think now with some of our younger musicians, they are getting a lot of screen time and learning things from the internet, but they're not getting a lot of that one-on-one time with musicians, that in-person experience. So I think that's been a wonderful thing. It's kind of been a nice bridge.
The Blue Ridge Music Trails works to share the traditional music of Western North Carolina. Zoe and Josh offered their thoughts on why this place is a natural fit for Fine Tuned.
Western North Carolina is a great place for a project like this because it is a region that has a very strong sense of its music heritage already. These artists are often, many of them are coming out of cultural communities, traditions that are known internationally, not just important to their own communities, and have a very clear sense of why traditional music matters and what their responsibility is as artists in a new generation. But it's also a place that is more complex, more diverse, bigger than its I think, common public image.
I think one of the things that I've found amongst Western North Carolina musicians is the ability to adapt, the ability to think a little outside of the box. You know, I think about all of the people that were my influences, people like Luke Smathers and Gordon Freeman and Arvel Freeman and Fiddlin' Arthur Smith and all these people. You know, they didn't live in a bubble. They also, when they were kids in the early 1900s, got a radio and started listening to stuff outside of old-time local music and branched out in a lot of ways. And I think there's that kind of spirit amongst a lot of the musicians here. You know, people are open to a lot of different things, and as a result, they're also open to share information.
How is this project unique?
Unique-wise in that I feel like it's a very open process, and hopefully people are getting what they need out of it rather than us kind of prescribing what people might need out of it. Some folks might need help more with the publicity part of it, and, you know, that could be the entire topic amongst that pairing of people. Some people, it may be completely musical. So I think that the thing I like most about it is it's open enough to help to meet the person where they're at and hopefully lift them up from where they're at and help them get to the next level, whether that's musically or something completely different.
Zoe shared what excites her about Fine Tuned.
For me, the most exciting thing has been seeing the way that these artists have connected with each other. Whatever we hear on the album is just going to be the peak of the iceberg. Also that they just are really thrilled for an excuse to come together, and there's connections being made across genre and across community and across generations that I don't know if they would ever really be made without this opportunity. But it's incredible to see how once they do come together, it's like it was always meant to be.
Here's Josh on what people can expect to hear on the Fine Tuned album.
I think people can expect to hear a sense of renewed youthful energy mixed with the experience of our mentors. I think it's the perfect culmination of those two aspects. The maturity, in other words, we're hoping to help the younger musician understand how the studio works, understand, you know, tips and little tricks that we all do, and hopefully they're learning through that process, but they have a lot of energy and they have a lot of zeal and they're like ready to rock and roll. And then you've got kind of like the calming, very mentoring force of the mentor or myself as the producer that, has realistic goals and tries to help the younger person understand the process in some way. So, you know, I think that's kind of where we're at in terms of the recording.
The next 5 episodes of this podcast will tell the story of the artists that make up Fine Tuned. Stay tuned to learn more about this dynamic and inspirational project. To learn more about the Blue Ridge Music Trails and the Fine Tuned project, visit BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.
Down the road he comes to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.